What do David Attenborough, Stephen Fry, Emma Thompson, Douglas Adams, and Charles Darwin have in common? Well, apart from being a pretty decent fantasy dinner party team, you'll have to listen in to find out. Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Welcome to the latest episode of Counting Down the Counties, a podcast where I've got a really long list of UK and Northern Ireland counties, and I'm going down it highlighting a new county each week. I'll give a little potted history, some fun facts, and some famous names born or living in the county. As always, I'm not a historian, just a lover of history, so if anything is wrong, please let me know and I'll do an update section in a future episode. Contact details for the show are at the end of the podcast. This county is a verdant land of rolling hills, lush meadows and shimmering waterways, a place of beauty and tranquility. Here the gentle breezes whisper through the trees, birdsong fills the air, and the sun shines down on a bucolic landscape that is both timeless and enchanting. Well, that's convinced me. Welcome to Cambridgeshire. Overview. Cambridgeshire is a landlocked county bordered by Norfolk to the north, Suffolk to the east, Essex and Hertfordshire to the south, and Northamptonshire to the west. The city of Cambridge is the county town. The county has a population of 852,523 and covers 3,389 square kilometres, which is 1,308 square miles for the less metric among us. Still looking at you, America. Geography-wise, the area is varied, from hilly in the north and west, and to the east, the Fens, a low-lying, flatter area that was once marshland, but is now drained and used for agriculture. The River Cam flows through the county and is a popular spot for boating and fishing. The county is also home to a number of lakes, including Lakenheath, Ramsey Mere, and Whittlesea Mere. And there are a number of other rivers and lakes, including the Great Ouse, the Nene, and the Ely Ouse. Unusually, Cambridgeshire is home to three cities, Cambridge, Ely, and Peterborough. While cities are typically defined as towns with a cathedral, Cambridge is an exception. It was granted city status in 1951, but has been a town since the 12th century. Ely is the oldest of the three cities, and its cathedral is one of the most beautiful in England. Side note, Ely was named because it was originally an island in the marshes, and the marshes were full of eels, which were a local staple food, hence Ely. Cool, eh? Ancient history. The earliest evidence of human habitation in Cambridgeshire dates back to the Mesolithic era, between 8,000 and 4,500 BCE. During this time, hunter-gatherers lived in the area hunting and fishing for food, which was kind of their thing, I should guess. The Neolithic period, 4,500 to 2,300 BCE, saw the arrival of farming, and people began to build permanent settlements and grow crops. Grimes Graves is the only Neolithic flint mine open to visitors in the UK. Although, if you want to see flint, you can come and get some from my garden. It's a pain in the bum. The Bronze Age, 2,300 to 800 BCE, was a time of great change. People began to build large monuments, such as barrows and hill forts. Hundreds of Bronze Age sites have been found in Cambridgeshire, including Must Farm and Flag Fen. The Iron Age, 800 BCE to 43 CE, saw the arrival of the Celts. They built even larger monuments, such as the Devil's Dyke. Other Iron Age sites in the county include Beslar's Hill, Borough Hill, and Stony Camp. Our friends the Romans arrived in 43 CE as part of their invasion of Britain. They quickly established a presence in the area, building roads, towns, and aqueducts. The most visible evidence of their presence is the Roman road network, which still exists today. The Romans also built a number of towns and forts in Cambridgeshire, including the town of Duro-le-Ponte, meaning the fort at the bridge, which is modern-day Cambridge. As we know, they left in 410 CE, and they left behind a lot of stuff, including roads. The Romans built a network of roads throughout Cambridge, which are still used today, Cambridgeshire's most famous Roman road is the Via Divana, which ran from Cambridge to Colchester, or Camulo Dunum in Roman. Towns. The Romans built a number of towns in Cambridgeshire, including Dura-le-Ponte, Dura-Brivia, modern-day Huntingdon, and Godmanchester. These towns were important centres of trade and commerce. Forts. The Romans built a number of forts which were used to protect the area from attack. The most famous Roman fort here is the Devil's Dyke Fort, which is located near the village of Trumpington. Trump.
Don't be rude.
Water supply. The Romans built a number of aqueducts in Cambridgeshire, which brought water to the towns and forts. The most famous Roman aqueduct in Cambridgeshire is the Cambridge Aqueduct. A lot of thought in that name, guys. Which brought water to the town of Cambridge. The Romans also left behind a number of other artefacts in Cambridgeshire, including coins, pottery and jewellery. These artefacts provide valuable insights into the lives of the Roman people in Cambridgeshire. Industrial Revolution and the Railway. Cambridgeshire is known for its ancient university, its even older market town and its modern high-tech industry. However, its industrial history is less well known, as much of the physical evidence of its industrial past has disappeared from the city's landscape and skyline. In the 19th century, Cambridge was a major centre for the manufacturing of textiles, machinery and other goods. The city's location on the River Cam made it an ideal place for industry, and its proximity to London provided a large market for its products. However, the city's industrial decline began in the early 20th century. The rise of new technologies such as plastics and electronics led to the closure of many of Cambridge's factories. The population also declined as people moved to other parts of the country in search of work. Today, Cambridge is a thriving city with a diverse economy. However, its industrial past is still evident in some of the city's buildings and landmarks. For example, the Cambridge Corn Exchange, which was built in 1849, is a reminder of the city's role in the grain trade. The first successful locomotive train ran in 1804, and by 1829, Stephenson's Rocket was designed, and in July 1845, the first trains made their way to Cambridge from London and Norwich. 2 years later, the line from Peterborough to Cambridge was built, with stops at March and Ely. There was also another line that went west towards St Ives and Huntingdon. The old railway tracks are now used by the guided bus that travels to Cambridge. The old Great Eastern route to Cambridge had some of the fastest trains on it, with one train recorded at going 70 miles an hour. The trains had a non-stop time of 72 minutes from Liverpool Street to Cambridge, covering almost 56 miles on its journey. Rail travel has played an important role in Cambridge's history and development. It has helped to connect the city with the rest of the UK, and it has also helped to boost the local economy. Rail travel is still an important part of the Cambridgeshire transportation system today, and is likely to remain so for many years to come. Military history. Cambridgeshire has a long and rich military history dating back to the Anglo-Saxon period. The county was home to a number of important battles, including the Battle of Ely in 1066. During the English Civil War, Cambridgeshire was a royalist stronghold. The county was the site of a number of battles, including the Battle of St Neots in 1648, which was a victory for the Parliamentarians. During the Second World War, Cambridgeshire was an important strategic location. The county was home to a number of RAF bases, as well as a number of military hospitals and prisoner of war camps. Today, Cambridgeshire is home to a number of military museums and memorials. The county is also home to a number of active military units, including the Cambridgeshire Regiment and RAF Wittering. Some of the most notable events that have taken place in Cambridgeshire include the Battle of Ely, 1066, when the Saxons, under Hereward the Wake, fought against the Normans. The Saxons were defeated, but Hereward escaped and continued to fight the Normans for several more years. Fun fact, the Wake meant the watchful back in the day, which kind of makes sense. Cambridge Military Hospital, 1914 to 1919, a military hospital that treated wounded soldiers during the First World War. The hospital was located in the village of Sawston, and it treated over 10,000 patients during its time. RAF Wittering, 1936 to present, an RAF base that is home to a number of different aircraft, including Typhoons, Tornadoes, and the E3 Sentry AWACS aircraft. RAF Wittering is one of the most important RAF bases in the UK. The county has a long and proud military history, and it continues to play an important role in the defence of the UK today. General info. Cambridgeshire can't be talked about without mentioning the university. It was founded in 1209, making it the third oldest university in England and the fourth oldest in Europe. It was founded by a group of scholars who fled Oxford after a dispute with the local townspeople, probably involving a traffic cone. The university is made up of 31 colleges and other academic institutions. As you'd expect, the university boasts some pretty impressive alumni, including Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, and Stephen Hawking. The main industries of Cambridgeshire are ICT, life sciences, engineering, food and drink, and tourism. What to do in Cambridgeshire? So, what are you going to do if you ever visit Cambridgeshire? Well, you could take a tour of the university's colleges and museums, or simply walk around the beautiful campus. Take a gander around Ely Cathedral. It's a stunning example of Gothic architecture, and you can even climb the spire of the cathedral for stunning views of the Cambridgeshire countryside. Take a visit to the National Trust's Anglesey Abbey. It's a beautiful stately home set in 98 acres of stunning gardens. Go boating on the River Cam. It's a popular spot for boating and fishing. You can hire a boat from one of the many boathouses along the river. Finally, well, for this list anyway, you can visit the Fens. They are a unique landscape that was once marshland. A visit to the National Trust's Wicken Fen is also worth it. It's a site of special scientific interest, and it's home to many amazing plants and animals. Cambridgeshire food. So, what are you going to eat when you get there? Well, there's Cambridge pudding. This pudding is made with cream, eggs, yeast, sugar and raisins, and is usually served with a sweet sauce. The pudding is light and airy, and the flavour of the raisins really comes through. The sauce is the perfect finishing touch, making this pudding even more irresistible. Sometimes known as college pudding, the dish is associated with the student halls at Cambridge University. Duke of Cambridge tart. This is said to be the oldest tart in England. Well, apart from your mum. And predates the famous Bakewell tart. It's believed to have originated in the town of Cambridge, where it was first made for the Duke of Cambridge, later crowned as King George IV. Huntingdon fidget pie. This is a savoury pie from Huntingdon, a town near Cambridge. It's made with bacon or ham, apples, and a flaky pastry crust. Cider and onions may also be added. Enjoy it hot from the oven at one of Cambridgeshire's many pubs or restaurants. Side note, we've got a cat called Fidget. Not seen it for a while. Famous sons and daughters. Besides the already mentioned Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin and Stephen Hawking, here are a few other famous names born and bred in Cambridgeshire. Actor, author and generally nice person Stephen Fry. Naturalist, author and national treasure David Attenborough. Actors John Cleese, Warwick Davis, Ian McKellen, Emma Thompson and Hugh Laurie. Author Douglas Adams. Singer, songwriter and Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour. Wrap up. And there we go. Cambridgeshire. Nice sounding place, right? Can't say I've ever been, but I've driven through, so practically a local, I'd say. I really hope you enjoyed this quick historical tour of Cambridgeshire as much as I did researching it. Join me next week when I'll be doing Cheshire, the first county up north, so I'd better pack my translator. Until then, if you want to get in touch to pull me up on an error or complain because you're a sensitive northerner, I can be reached at countingdownthecounties@gmail.com or all other social networks as @countingcounties. Take care. I've been Mark Thomas, this was Counting Down the Counties, and I'm off to see the oldest tart in England. I'll send your regards. This podcast was written, recorded and produced by Mark Thomas at the studio of South Coast Voices Limited. Find out more at southcoastvoices.co.uk.